It's now time for today's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, looking at the entirety of this game, it's hard for me to find a place to start. Just give me your overall thoughts.
You know, we continue to do things that just please the heck out of us as coaches. The connectivity that we had, the linkage that we had defensively was superb. And I just said to the team, I said, who would have ever thought that Davidson College, this team, would be leading the A-10 in defensive field goal percentage? And that's where we are right now. And there's a sense of pride that we have in it. And then you look at the other side of the ball and you got 25 assists and 5 turnovers. And against a team that really causes chaos by the 6 or 7 different defenses that they play, you know, they took the box and they tried to suffocate Peyton. And Peyton, in the masterful way that he is capable of doing, just sacrifice for the team by stretching the court, by being in the right place to make the next pass, and then in a number of occasions actually making the next pass. Those 3 bounce passes he made in the first half were absolutely sensational. The number of guys contributing continues to be a pleasure. You know, we go to the bench points, and we don't get a lot of points. We got 13 from the bench tonight, but the contribution that we got out of Jordan Watkins, out of Will McGarity, out of Rusty Regal, just goes down the list. Malcolm comes in, makes a 3. Cal, Mike, handle it. Bates does a great job on the glass. So we're getting a full complement of performance from the roster, from the entire roster.
You use the word masterful. There was a lot of passes that I would put in that category, and it was the second and third passes where guys were passing up good looks to find a guy that was more open than they were.
Yeah, we call those Gretzky's, where you you throw the pass that leads to the assist. And I thought we had 2 really good days of practice. Will Regal and Kevin Kulik broke this down to the finest points, where we were really part method in a lot of the shooting drills. So what you saw out here today with the shooting drills we did for the last 2 days, and clearly they showed their very beautiful face in the assist turnover and the shooting percentage we had.
Coach, it's not only great ball movement, but it's great energy getting open. I mean, your guys are finding the open spot so that they're getting open so that people can find them with the pass.
You know, when you run a lot of set plays, there's a tendency to be in a spot detailed in that set play. When you run a free flow on offense, you got to find the passing lane. And I thought our guys did a great job of finding passing lanes. We gave tremendous freedom to our post players tonight to move in and out of the belly, but to move up to the top of the key and out to the corners. And I thought that was something that they took to heart, and they really showed their capacity to be perimeter-oriented. And that's the joy of coaching these guys, is that they're so versatile.
Coach, can you recall a stretch? We look at these last 4 games, really started in the second half against St. Louis, of the way this defense had played. You mentioned you no one could have probably seen it coming, or you didn't expect to be first in the A-10 in scoring defense.
And, you know, we'll give Kevin Kulik a lot of credit for that, because we've always had defenses in, but we've never had the courage to use it. And we convinced ourselves with Kevin's support to throw that zone in against Akron when we were in Hawaii. And you may remember that was kind of got us over the hump in that Hawaiian trip. And we came back and started to tinker with it and fix up a couple of problems with it. And, you know, now it's becoming a staple of our defense.
And finally, Coach, how much does the opportunity at the offensive end get its start with the way you guys are playing defense?
No doubt about it. Good defense plays into good offense, but conversely, good offense plays into good defense. The fact that they had to take the ball through the net on a continual basis makes our defense so much better. Gave up very few run-out baskets because, number one, turnovers were very small, and number two, they had to take it through the net.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. As always, congrats on a big win here in New York City, a place you always enjoy coming back to.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Head coach Bob McKillop here joining us courtside. A 30-point win for the Davidson Wildcats here today. 75-45.